Well, then they're looking around this whole ship, and Kane, this dumbass, sees this giant fucking hole and decides he's
got to
enter.
I've got to go in this hole.
And you're like, no, you don't.
I'm going to pry open this weird alien egg I find.
Oh, I accidentally fell down. Oh, no.
I always forget about that scene in the first movie because it's so quick and, you know, because they replicate so much of that in Aliens, but it's so perfectly shot for the original here.
Yeah.
It has all the beautiful. Right vibes.
And then you're like, oh, shit, he's...
Yeah, and you're like, that's the reason they sent the warning.
Dumbass.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block, Glow in the Dark.
After it comes in videotape, you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your hosts, Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah! Welcome to Strange Glow Video, everybody.
Hi.
My name's Justin.
I'm Malik.
I'm Nick.
You're Malik?
No, I was going to make up a name at first, and then I was like, I don't know what we're
He's
doing
from
here.
Melmac. We're isn't, still on our elf kick.
Isn't that the guy in the Queen movie? Malik? What's his name? Malik?
Sure.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, Remy?
Remy Malik?
He's also in the Bond movie.
Yeah.
I saw him in something else the other day, too. He's good.
He's all right. Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about a movie called Alien from the 1979th year, since people, Christians in particular, have been keeping time. Earth is much older than that. So the year is insignificant and wrong. It's wrong. I don't know what year we're really on, but...
This is a classic Ridley Scott movie. Everybody knows the Alien movies. And I think me and Nick share the same opinion, which is starting to be shared, I feel like, by more people, even though maybe 15 years ago this was an out-of-pocket opinion for most people, that Alien is better than Aliens.
And Terminator is better than Terminator 2.
Yes.
As far as overall sequels go, like, everyone brings that up as the sequel matching or being close to the original, but yeah, hands down, this is way better.
They're not the same genre.
Yeah.
No.
Neither.
The first one's a horror movie, and the second one's an action movie.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we like horror more than action, maybe?
I do.
Yeah. I enjoy more horror than action, yeah.
I like certain action, but my action is pretty much limited to certain eras. Like, 90s action is my shit. Like, you give me some Point Break, some Speed... Some Die Hard, that's my shit right
there's
there.
A lot more practical car crashes
late
in those movies.
Early 90s, I'd say.
And, yeah. You know, so nowadays there's a lot of blue screen and CGI and stuff, which isn't necessarily bad, but...
Yeah, later this year, we're going to review Fast X.
Hell yeah, we're going to go through all of them now. We got to get caught up, including the spinoff.
Yeah.
I'm not watching the spinoff.
Yes, you are, you son of a bitch.
I haven't watched the spinoff or the last one, 9, I guess.
It's pretty good. I mean, you know.
That's the one.
Doesn't Dom start an Olive Garden when you're here? Your family, isn't that him?
Is that in the movie?
No, that's the
no.
Next
I think
movie.
He has one of those channels on Pornhub.
Oh yeah,
family, family, family.
Stepsister doing laundry.
Chodes.
Whatever else people are into.
The 9 was when they launched the Fiero in space, right?
Vin Diesel in space is known as Pitch Black, which the Pitch Black is a great movie, but the rest of those
Chronicles are right.
Chronically ridiculed movies, yeah.
Jerry Goldsmith did the score for this movie, Alien. Pretty slick.
H.R. Giger is a goddamn masterpiece of his alien design, and so many people get all the controversy from his love of penis drawings.
And pussy lips.
Yeah, he's not a shy of the reproductive organs.
No, hell no. And, I mean, obviously Sigourney Weaver, right? And then...
And our first really big role here.
Right? Harry Dean Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
John Hurt. Tom Skerritt.
Yaphet Kotto.
Tom Skerritt's the fucking shit in this movie.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is our second Yaphet Kotto movie in a row.
I know.
Well...
What's the other one he's in that's big?
I don't know. You tell me.
We were just talking about Live and Let Die, Alien, and... Fuck.
Nightmare on Elm Street 5?
Yeah,
5?
3.
4?
3.
Is it 3?
Three or four, I think. I think it's 3, though.
I think that's what you said last week when we were talking about this after we recorded.
So we should review that next week.
So, obviously, there's a lot to say about this movie that everyone's already said before,
what
but we're going to talk about it anyway.
About Alien that we didn't
this
say.
This is a great fucking movie.
We didn't say 3 years ago.
Lots.
I like it.
Yeah, it sounds like
good night, room. Everyone.
I like toidles.
No, we open up with the Nostromo.
The Nostromo.
The space.
Carrying 20,000 tons of minerals on its way back to Earth.
Tug ship. It's like a tugboat in space.
And we get the visuals of the empty ship, which just the ship aesthetic alone. Obviously, they've had time to build on 2001 and Star Wars and stuff, but still looks sick.
Cinematography really surprised me how well it stood up for this whole movie. Like, all the sets look good. The only thing that looks old is just like the incandescent lights they use in there, but it still looks futuristic enough.
Here's something new for me, noticing this first time watching this. The computers at the beginning talking to each other, basically. I've never really paid that close of attention to it before. It just kind of looked like one computer to me. But now, watching it this time, it seemed like two computers communicating with each other, being like, hey, we need to wake these fuckers up.
I thought it was all Mother.
Mother is the computer, but I think Mother intercepts the signal.
It was communicating with, like, Earth's computer.
Yes, yeah, okay. Yes. It's, like, automated.
I thought you meant two different computers on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the lights turn on, and...
Well, everyone's freaking out because, you know, they wake up out of stasis.
Well, they just think they're back at Earth. They don't know that it's they're early yet.
Then they realize they're only halfway.
Yeah, and then there's a distress call. And it's funny, Brett and fucking Parker are just literally worried about the pay and shit. They're like, yeah,
we need more pay to go to some distress call.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to get fucked over on your money, man.
And he was the first one to die, right?
Kane's the first one to die.
The guy that says right.
No, that's Brett. He dies second. Who'd... Kane dies first when the alien bursts from his fucking chest.
Oh, that's what I meant. I meant besides him, I guess. Yeah.
No, so I really like the opening. It's slow, intense, and this is one of those comfort movies for me. Like, all of this stuff at the beginning, like, somebody else might think this is slow going, but I love it. I'm just fucking here for every bit of it.
People that think stuff like that slow just don't like character stuff.
The more that I watch this, I really appreciate the pacing for this, because you learn about these characters and you get a chance to care.
And Aliens
followed
the formula with a lot of it. Like, they introduce new things, and obviously there's a big chunk at the beginning, but once they wake up, they still follow the similar meal. And
there's a large chunk where she's talking to Paul Reiser.
Yeah. And Paul Reiser's like, listen, I'm going to lie to you. I'm going to do all the things. And I'm going to be in... a really bad 90s movie.
Mad About You. Or, oh, you mean TV show?
No.
Or My Two Dads?
What's it called? Bye Bye Love.
Oh.
With Rob Reiner and the other guy.
Well, I like how they got this landing cruiser on the Nostromo so they can depart and go down to the planet.
Yeah.
Depart.
I was going to say, the effects hold up for this insanely well. Yeah, thinking, there's one or two things I have written down about the effects.
I was thinking the planet looked really good.
We'll get there to one of them is really bad, but the rest are amazing.
Because that's why I said the cinematography works really well, because this has aged very nicely. It looked
like
great.
Just when it's opening, the opening up title sequence where the letters start appearing over the fucking space and the planets in the background, it fucking looks sick.
Even when you compare this to the unedited Star Wars trilogy, the original, like, there's things in this that look a lot better.
Yeah.
And that technology was just there because of that, so I really appreciated that.
Well, they ended up deciding, once they land, to get a party to go out, and Dallas decides that he's going to go out with Kane and Lambert. And real quick, I just want to say this movie's woke trash, because Lambert is a trans character.
That's revealed in the second film's deleted scene.
You can find it on the bonus features. There's a screen where they're looking at them.
Canon.
And it says that Lambert was male to female at birth, which is interesting and new. Interesting concept, but it's the future.
It's also woke because it stars a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The woman is good at everything and is right and everyone else is wrong.
Mary Sue.
She really was. She was the only one that was right in this whole... Like, everybody else was wrong, and they all died.
Right.
It. Yeah, the only people that have brains in this movie is her and the cat.
Right.
Yeah, she risked her life to go save that cat. That's great.
So they damaged the ship landing, and it like doesn't look like it till the very end, and then they show like the foot, and you're like, that could have been a little bit bumpier just to be more convincing, but I get it.
I like it when Parker's like, how long? They're like, how long do you think it's going to be? And he's like, I don't know, 16 hours. And they tell him 24 or whatever, 25 hours.
Yeah, they say 25 hours. I took note of that because they're going to be there 25 hours while that shit gets taken care of, which gives them time to go out and do this exploration here.
You get interesting found footage vibes from their helmets when they're approaching the ship, the horseshoe ship.
Yeah.
The engineers.
That was pretty cool.
I like Prometheus. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's. I know a lot of people hate it, but whatever. I like it better than Resurrection 3 and Covenant.
People hated Covenant.
Covenant is way worse. It's trash.
Some people disliked.
Prometheus 1 and 2 were great, and then after that, I'm just like, eh.
Well, Prometheus doesn't really have a xenomorph. That's why people. Mm. I think you could make an argument. That could be your best argument, but it's not called Alien, so.
It's just in the same universe, and like they're very forward about that when they made
but
it.
But it's still pretty fucking sick. I don't know.
I don't think 3 is that bad. 4 is kind of.
I don't think it's terrible, but.
It's just not as fun to watch. Like, Alien's great because it's a great classic sci-fi horror thriller.
It's also not what you wanted.
Aliens is an action movie with like grotesque alien creatures, so it's great for different reasons.
And, I really like the tense horror music when they find the pilot room.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is sick, and they're revealing how big the room is with the...
Goldsmith was a good composer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, they do a great job showing you what's going on in that room, and then you basically find out that Ripley has had Mother analyze the signal, and it's actually a warning, not a distress signal.
Yeah, it's not an SOS. And Ash is already being a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Ash. Fucking Bilbo. He's Bilbo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings movies, if you didn't know.
Well, which is interesting because, you know, the way he plays out in this, you know, they don't know that he's the android. And then in other films, like, the android's very straight out in the open, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, this is your android in this
it's
movie.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, they knew that.
Until you get to Prometheus, and then you're like, okay, you know, there's some stuff on there where it's kind of questionable like that.
Prometheus called back to this, like, evil fucking android shit.
Yes.
Like, ulterior motives and...
And to me, that gets really back into the sci-fi, right? The sci-fi of AI and technology being dangerous, despite it being amazing.
Yeah. All the caves are very much like... It's kind of like this weird sex, death, life thing, you know? The circle of life with sex. Like, that's how it all feels, the H.R. Giger shit, you know? Yeah. Bones and penises and pussies.
Well, and then they're looking around this whole ship, and Kane, this dumbass, sees this giant fucking hole and decides he's
got
to enter.
I've got to go in this hole.
And you're like, no, you don't.
I'm going to pry open this weird alien egg I find.
Oh, I accidentally fell down. Oh, no.
I always forget about that scene in the first movie because it's so quick, and, you know, because they replicate so much of that in Aliens, but it's so perfectly shot for the original here.
Yeah.
It has all the right vibes.
And then you're like, oh, shit, he's fucked.
Yeah, and you're like, that's the reason they sent the warning.
Dumbass. And then Rippy won't let him back in. I like that.
She's smart enough to say, hey, we need to meet quarantine procedures. And guess what asshole lets him in?
Ash.
Ash bypasses quarantine because he has an ulterior motive.
That's not like a science officer.
Nope.
She says to him later.
And then they get it. They're trying to cut it off, and you reveal the acid blood. It's going to get eat through the hole.
Yeah, so they're running.
Oh, he thought it was going to go to the outer hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I did like them chasing that down through the ship.
No, it's fun.
That was cool.
It's entertaining. Because then the effect of it looks really good. Whatever they're doing to make it drip and look like that metal, it blends really well. It just looks like it's a practical effect of some sort. Probably pretty easy.
Yeah,
just paint or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some real basic stuff, but it looks
beautiful. Thicken it up a little bit or some shit, but... Yeah, and then he's, like, doing the pen thing. Don't get under it.
Oh, it seems to have stopped, and that smokes a little bit, but it doesn't melt away completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is actually funny, because I ran out of ink and had to change pens right when my note was, give me a pen, quick.
Wow, that's weird.
That's amazing.
You can tell, though, like, literally.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
It's much darker before.
It was getting on my fingers.
So my note is, I said, Kane's okay, but he's brewing a baby.
Kane's son.
Because one of the lines later. Could they not see that in the body scan, or they did not?
Well, Ash is already lying. Ash is already lying to him, so he probably hasn't said anything.
You think he knew it was
there? I'm sure he knew it was there. Because his orders later on, we find out, are to bring that at no matter the cost to the rest of the crew. The rest of the crew is expendable.
So the, they call, that's the whole discussion where they're all sitting there again, and they finally call out Brett for just saying, right, everything that Parker says. Right. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fucking parrot? Right. And then we get one of the best scenes in the movie. Oh, Ripley, I think you should come here. Why? Is Kane, change conditions? No, I think it's just easier if you come here. And then he's waking up, and yay, we're going to celebrate. Let's all have one last meal before we go back to sleep and go back to Earth. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, they were a little bit okay with the situation.
And I think during the filming of this scene,
they did not tell them what was going on, so they got
Dallas out. Knew. Tom Skerritt knew.
They didn't know that it was going to pop out of his chest or whatever.
The rest of them didn't know. They knew that something
was
going
to
happen.
And that they were going to get splattered with fucking
blood. Well, I like this, too, because you get that first blood splatter, which probably scared them. And they're like, okay, was that it? And then it keeps going. And, holding him down to, restrain him really makes it that much more intense.
And then my favorite line of the whole scene, the food ain't that bad, baby.
Yeah.
Of course, you always think of Spaceballs here.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Hello, my baby.
Oh, no.
Hello, my honey.
Not again. Not again.
Hello, my ragtime girl. And then we get that fucking chest burst.
And then you have his Spock funeral.
Yep.
So they just...
Yeah, they ejected
his body. Ejected his ass.
They just shoot
him
out wrapped like a mummy, though. They don't even put him in a casing.
He was the most inhuman.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
And I love that...
Was he the first man to give birth?
No, I believe that was Junior and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I think that's in the same universe.
Trans men can give birth, by the way. So,
yes.
Not even uncommon anymore. No, not even weird.
Saw a post about that earlier. Yeah.
That'd be called trans woman, though, wouldn't it?
No, a trans woman is a person who is a woman. But used to be identified male at birth.
Does that make sense, Nick?
Oh, the trans... Okay, yeah. Okay.
Glad we could help you.
Okay, all
right.
A born male sex. He was the first one.
What are you asking me?
At birth, they were identified as male, so that would be a trans
he was the
woman.
No,
trans
this
female.
Guy was born a man, and he gave birth.
Well, he gave birth to another species. That's more like a symbiotic relationship than an actual birth, Nick.
First cisgendered birth, yes, you could say. Maybe. I don't know.
That works.
You can go with that. But I do like the line about how he's Kane's son.
Hold on. I got another one. He's the first person to give birth from getting fucked in the mouth.
Well, we don't know if there's any...
That's kind of true.
...replication of that way or not. We don't know how. What happened.
He sure does got a deep throat, though. We know that.
Well, something.
Oh, it went all the way down.
Dallas goes into the vent.
Yeah, he does. Well, that's after Ash makes his little tracking device, which is so rudimentary, but it's amazing. Because he really wants this fucking thing found.
No, it's funny because he's just kind of going through there. They're using the thing to track him, right?
Uh-huh.
And it just looks uncomfortable for a while until they're like, it's moving right towards you. And right when it does that, he lets out a very, very casual... he just kind of sits there.
It was the cat.
And then he turns around and the alien gets him real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't show a lot for the deaths.
Well, there's a deleted scene. That's why they didn't show his death, because later on, Ripley found him. They cut it out, though, for pacing issues, I think, but she found him, on the wall, kind of like the person in Aliens that says, kill me.
That's in the director's cut that I watched.
Well, there you go. I did not.
Him and the captain.
Hmm.
He's already gone, fully transformed into
Isn't he the captain? Dallas is the captain, right?
I didn't talk about the first guy that died.
Kane?
Yeah. He's an egg, but he's already fully transformed, and then the captain's got from here up still left, and he's like, kill me. And
yeah, it's interesting,
And then Ripley... Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the director's cut, and it's not actually the director's cut. They just called it that. Like, if you look it up, he didn't do a cut on it. They did it. Somebody else did a different cut with the materials. He did not do it.
He says in the opening video before the director's cut that he did it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He does like a minute intro to the director's
cut. Why'd you choose the director's cut? Or did you watch
because
both?
Of the egg.
Because of that?
Because of that scene, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
there's
fair.
Some additions and subtractions, and it's actually a minute shorter than the theatrical cut.
Weird.
But yeah, it's all.
But the part where she finds them being transformed into an egg.
I thought it wasn't actually a director's cut.
So how does that happen weird. From...
He might have been lying for...
But how does that happen from the xenomorph? I guess that doesn't really make sense compared to the state they find the eggs in before. And you don't see an egg. Do they find an egg on the ship that's...
They're gonna... like on the wall, too. Like up...
There's more eggs on the wall?
No, it's just them two. They're like just transforming, like... Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't necessarily match what we'd seen earlier. So maybe I can that's see why you'd cut that. Too, yeah, yeah, I would cut that out, too. So.
Yeah, so far we've lost Kane and... Brett ends up dying here looking for Jonesy.
Yeah, which sucks because he's just out there on doing his thing looking for a little kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
Here, kitty.
The cat's meow.
He's meowing at it. Don't do that. We got cats here, man. We don't want to piss those motherfuckers off.
Why not?
Why not? Look at my face.
Alec already lost a fight to a cat today.
Not today, earlier this week. Oh. And I swear to God, if I get attacked...
Hey, at least you didn't get staples this time.
I'm going to put this cat in your bathroom someday while you're showering, and he's going to razor your dick off.
Did you have your hat on? Or
no.
Is that the reason why you... Oh, okay.
He didn't go as fucking crazy. He wasn't like, I don't know what his deal was.
He started wearing fucking safety goggles.
He did. He went in there with his fucking pea coat on earlier to go unprotected.
I also have my plastic Boba Fett helmet in my bedroom.
Shit, he even bought a cup earlier at the sporting goods section when he went into Target.
If you gotta have an eye patch on
you. God damn, he's gonna look like he'll be the Nick Fury of our show. Fucking cat scratches.
I'll be
his
the
eye
Snake out. Plissken. I'm sorry.
Or Captain Ron.
That too. Hey, boss.
Yeah.
You start dressing like him. You get a tan.
I totally would.
You got the hair long length.
Just needs the volume.
That's what I was going to say. Needs a panting.
This is when Ripley goes to Mother asking to be like, what the fuck's up? And reads the order about return organism, crew expendable. And she's like, you motherfucker.
And then Ash like sneaks up and sits right next to her.
Yeah, and he starts like...
He's about ready to fucking kill her off, man.
Yeah, he starts... I mean, I can't help but laugh when he starts shoving a magazine down her throat.
Oh, yeah, he's like trying to like gag her with that. I'm like, what are you doing?
And then he gives Parker a titty twister.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you may as well.
And
the fucking robot.
Exactly. He bashes him the fuck apart, and then he still almost kills him with his head like stringing off the back.
I love the noises that Ash makes when he's like.
Oh yeah, I like the effects.
Yep, Lambert and Parker come in, and Ash is a goddamn robot.
Well, technically, he's an android.
And here's the worst effect of the movie.
That was a quote from the movie.
I know.
Here's the worst effect of the movie when they just hard cut from a plastic head to a real head on the table. That's the only one.
Oh, something I noticed for the first time earlier. It looks like he's drinking milk earlier on, but it was it actually like his whatever his
probably
hydraulic fluid or whatever the fuck it is. So he wasn't actually drinking milk. He was drinking his own.
I like the lines he has though when they bring him back. You admire it, she says to him, and he says, "I admire its purity."
Mm-hmm.
And then he says something else. One last word. I don't doubt that you... I don't think you'll... You know, you don't think you're going to get through this, but you have my sympathies. And then he smiles. Mm-hmm. And they fucking disconnect his ass.
And then they start the first fake timer. Like, we got 7 minutes to get this other... to get to this other ship to escape.
Yeah. And you've only got 3 people left at this point.
Yeah. Which...
And the cat.
Yes.
I love how they go and they got to steal the life support systems to extend their and buy their time, you know, which explains all the fuckery going on.
And Parker and Lambert get killed pretty quick when they fucking separate. But I do like some of the effects of the mouth extending out there with all the KY jelly all over it.
Yes, those are some of the better looking alien shots, like the more terrifying, like iconic views of the alien in here.
And then she's initiating the very intricate self-destruct sequence, which I get it.
Yeah, that thing's complex, isn't it? All the fucking ball just pulling apart and shit. And
which
then she
is like overheating the engines or whatever. So.
Yeah.
And she gets the cats together, or the cat together, in the little carrier, mm-hmm. the space carrier.
That's kennel.
And It's pretty funny. The alien ends up coming face to face with a cat in the crate after she sees it around the corner, right in the bay of the escape pod or whatever, and she starts freaking out and just leaves the cat there. And the alien's like, hmm. And I just imagine from this point, like, the alien's like, this is my pet now.
Yeah.
And had like, a life with the cat as, like, his pet. I'd watch that movie.
I missed why she went to reverse the self-destruct.
Because the alien had snuck onto the escape ship.
So she knew it was on the escape ship?
Well, it was in the hallway. That hallway was led to only the escape pod.
Okay.
She was about to go down. She was about done and out of there, and then she saw it there.
Which this whole sequence basically is also spoofed in Spaceballs, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's out of order. Fuck!
Yeah. I mean, you could do this, the Spaceballs song.
Spaceballs
sequence.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah. Which also sounded like the RoboCop song when you're doing that. I was like, oh, shit. You need to do a remix of those two songs together. Pitch shift them so they match.
Oh, my God. She's tossing fucking Jonesy around, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and eventually it runs around a while and gets into the escape pod and ejects. Because it was too late to turn the self-destruct back off.
Well, she completes it, but she was like a couple seconds too late or something.
Yeah, 1 second too late.
And the computer wouldn't...
Yeah. She's like, God damn you, mother! So she takes
she, like,
off.
Bashes one of the
and then you get screens. That whole like long sequence of her just outrunning the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
The explosion looks pretty cool, too. It's like very bright and everything you kind of expect.
It explodes like twice.
Yeah, they show like the same sequence from... Almost looks like it's reversed in the footage of it. Mm-hmm. From the angles, kind of.
And puts Jonesy in the cryopod. And
Jonesy.
I like the alien blending in here. It's some of the best alien blending in shit.
The alien hiding, like, in there. Yeah.
Watch the alien script. Looks like it's sleepy and not trying to fight either.
Yeah, the
alien. She has to draw it out. Because the alien. Out. Yeah, the alien's sleepy. It's like when she does that thing and its hand falls, it's almost like a, like, go away, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, she does a little gas. Sequence around each section.
It was waiting for her to launch or something.
There was another podcast I listened to a review of this a while ago, and they had a Hack the Movies brought up. Why is there a button that just makes air shoot out of a thing over there?
I don't know. That's like the alien ride that they had at Disney World. Like, why is there air that shoots out to scare you? I mean, it just works.
Well, that's different. This is the movie. A ride is different.
Being an asshole.
But like, come on. And then she ejects his ass after a bunch of shit and
you can't forget
in her
though,
panties and whatnot. And
yeah, the titillating scene where she's all stripped down and gets into the spacesuit to launch him out of there. It's titillating.
Titillating.
I think well, it certainly has to be titillating because it certainly isn't acylating, I'll tell you that.
No, that thing is flat as a fucking door. I think I've got a bigger donk.
Donk.
My dick is bigger than her ass.
She's got more bulge in the front from the muff.
Well, just from the hair.
From the muff. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that here nor there? I don't know.
A great big bushy beard. And then she does the final report of the commercial vessel Nostromo.
Mm-hmm.
I am flicking the bean while I fall asleep.
Does she get all the money now?
She gets none of the money. As we find out in the next movie, they try to blame her for blowing up the fucking ship.
Yeah. They knew what she had. Like, this is typical evil corporations, way ahead of its time. They knew how evil corporations would become.
I think they already had evil corporations in 1979.
But the important thing is Jonesy got out of there and then did not have to be part of Aliens. Like, Jonesy's in the beginning of Aliens, but gets left at the space station that she's working at or whatever.
Yeah, and then everyone's surprised when they got to go back.
Survivor of the Alien franchise.
Yes. And then everyone's surprised when they got to go back for Aliens. Like, yeah, we got to go back here. Like, why the fuck would she agree to
that?
They blamed you before.
We've got to go back for Aliens.
No, it's like Marty McFly. We've got to go back. It's just your children. They're aliens.
That sounds like a sick movie.
That'd be kind of funny. A Back to the Future parody of Aliens. Fucking around my goddamn
my
head.
Back scratcher.
Anyway, let us know what you think of Alien from 1979.
And let us know if you think Aliens is better. Which one do you prefer?
Alien.
I know what we prefer. I'm talking
you
about...
You prefer Alien as well?
Alien.
Just curious.
Yeah, it's a much scarier film. Aliens is great because it's got action and some scary sequences that are scary to kids because there's kids being terrorized by aliens.
The effects are worse. It's grainier and doesn't look as good, to be honest.
No. I mean, there's a lot more aliens in there, and some of those look good, some of them don't.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When you watch that one, it kind of takes away from this one in terms of, like...
I wanted to watch it last night.
Oh, I guess the last thing to talk about is the actor who portrayed the alien in this film. Like, they found at a restaurant, because he was, like, a 6'10" college student at the time, and they're like, you know, they just thought he had the longevity to, like, look real. And
well, he certainly did not have the longevity, because he's fucking dead, because big, tall people die quick, and he was not been alive for a while.
Too much distance from their heart to their brain.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
All right.
Big dick problems. Good night, everybody.
I have to return some videotapes. I have to return some videotapes.